I was thinking earlier this week that I've mentioned a lot of times how I thought that we were nearing the return of Jesus, that we were in the last days, all the things that we're seeing going on in this country and in the world, and some of which we don't really hear too much about unless you have access to certain places or whatever. But there is a lot of turmoil going on in the rest of the world, not just here. And I've mentioned that, and of course we have our Bible study on Revelation. And reading through that and studying that and talking about it, there's a lot of awful things that are mentioned in there that are coming upon the earth. We don't know exactly when. And I mentioned to you, yeah, it could be years, could be just around the corner. Personally, if we get much beyond 10 years from now, I think that'll be a long time. But that's my own opinion, just based on some of the things I see. But in mentioning those things, I had a concern. My intent in mentioning that was not to frighten anybody, not to cause anybody anxiety or fear, because those things are terrible, and the world is going to experience them. And at least some of them we are going to see as well. But my intent was always just to help you to understand what's coming. God put it in His Word for a reason. Not, again, not to frighten us, but to prepare us so that we could be ready for His return. And when we see these things happen, we won't be frightened by them because we know God knew they were going to happen, but He's going to get us through it. And that's the important thing to understand. No matter what goes on in the world, we keep our eyes on Him, He's going to take care of us. And He'll see us safely through. So I wanted to point out some scriptures to you that point to that. That we don't have anything to fear. God is with us. The world is going to crumble around us, but He's going to get us through. In the same way that He got His people through so many other times when catastrophe loomed. He is faithful. At one time, and I don't remember exactly how many, but at one time I kind of counted up how many times the Bible said, fear not, don't be afraid, countless times. And there's a reason for that, because we are prone to fear things we don't understand, things that might harm us. We're just prone to that. And the devil wants us to fear, because if we're afraid, if we are fearing something, we have taken our eyes off God. Because if our eyes are on Him, we don't fear. There's no reason to, because He's with us. So I got a couple of scriptures. And here's the first one from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. And those of you who have been studying Revelation can relate to some of this, because it talks about that. But here, fear not. We won't fear. God is our refuge and strength. No matter what's going on, the earth could be removed, mountains be shaken, carried into the midst of the sea. Doesn't make any difference. We are not to fear. God is with us. Okay, next one. From Isaiah, even to your old age, I am He, and even to gray hairs, I will carry you. Just like the video said, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. In other words, I've made you, I will bear you, you know, I will carry your burdens. I will carry, I will bear you on my shoulders, whatever. Even I will carry and will deliver you. Here's a promise from God. No matter what, I will carry you. Just like she sang in the video. That's a promise from God. He will do it. He will do it. Next. Again, from Isaiah. But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. Have you been redeemed? Yes, you have. He has redeemed you. You fall within this category. I have called you by your name. You are mine. You are his possession. You belong to him. As such, it is his responsibility to take care of you because you belong to him. What about the things that belong to you? Do you mistreat them? You take care of them, right? Whether it's family members, whether it's your possessions, whatever, you take care of things. Even more so, God does the same. He will take care of you. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Promises. Promises. When the flood comes, not going to be swept away. The waters may get deep, but God is still in control of them. And he can lift us up above the waters. There's another scripture which I don't have up here, but just comes to mind. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise a standard against him. The enemy is attempting to come in like a flood right now and sweep everybody away. Have any of you seen the pictures in New York City? The rains. I used to live right across the river from New York City. I had never seen anything like that before. Never. In the city I lived in, which was Hoboken in Jersey, there was a certain section of the city that was very low, right at the river's edge, that sometimes used to get flooded somewhat. But that's because all the water ran that way. But never had I ever seen anything like that. Yeah, the devil's coming in like a flood and wants to sweep us away. But God says, no, 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 not going to happen. Because you belong to him. You have nothing to fear. Okay. Yeah, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. No matter who comes against you, no matter what persecution you may feel, it doesn't matter. God says he will strengthen you and uphold you. Doesn't matter whether we're living in the last days or not. Doesn't matter what circumstances trouble you, what situations you find yourself in. God's promises are true. And he says, fear not. Fear not. I am with you. And it's not because you're my friend. It's not because you're an acquaintance. It's not because you owe me something. It's because I created you. You belong to me. And I love you. And I'm going to take care of you. Those are some of his promises. The important thing for us, you see these things on TV, you read them in the news, whatever, wherever you get your information from, doesn't matter. Always keep your eyes on the Lord. Remind yourself, God is in control. You belong to Him. Don't be afraid of these things. God has promised to take care of you and see you through. And He will. Eternity is coming. And these things will seem as nothing when we get into eternity because of the great joy and peace and the blessings that we will receive as His children. This will be nothing. We need to keep that in mind. I think that was the last one, right? That was the last one. Important thing, the other important thing to remember, fear not. And if you doubt me, read a concordance. Look up the word fear or fear not. See how many times it's in the Bible. God specifically says, fear not. Be courageous. I am with you. Wherever you go, doesn't matter. He's already been there. He'll be with you. Praise God. Okay? God bless. Fear not. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your precious promises. Thank you, Lord, that we belong to you. We bear your mark. Scripture tells us, Lord, that right on our foreheads, there's an invisible mark that we can't see, but you can. We are identified as belonging to you. Thank you, Lord, that you have purchased us with the precious blood of your Savior, of our Savior, your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are destined for greatness, destined for eternity, destined to have eternal peace and joy in our hearts. Just help us, Lord, to be courageous, to not entertain fear in any way, shape, or form, to resist the devil so that he will flee from us, and help us to keep our eyes focused on you. Whatever things come about in the world, whatever things are in the news, whatever horrible things are happening in the world, it doesn't matter as long as we keep our eyes focused on you. We will not fear. And thank you, Lord, that we have you. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.